אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. President Reuven Rivlin on Wednesday told Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison that Malka Leifer, a former principal accused of sexually abusing children at Melbourne's Adas Yisrael school, would not be able to hide behind Israel's court system. On Tuesday, a Jerusalem court ruled Leifer was fit to be extradited to Australia to face 74 child sex abuse charges, marking a pivotal moment in a 6-year-long battle to see her stand trial after she fled to Israel over a decade ago. Rivlin told Morrison that the extradition hearing is scheduled for July 20th, and that Leifer can still appeal to the Supreme Court if the court rules that she should be extradited. And should Justice Minister Avi Nissen-Korn eventually sign off on the extradition, Leifer can also appeal at that point. Nonetheless, Tuesday's ruling was met with relief by victims, rights groups and Australian officials after the case had put some strain on ties between Jerusalem and Canberra. Prime Minister Morrison thanked Rivlin for the call and said the court decision had been met with a real sense of relief in Australia, particularly by the Jewish community. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu entered Court 317 of the Jerusalem District Court on Sunday to become the first serving Israeli Prime Minister to stand trial, sitting on the defendant's bench and answering yes to confirm he had read the corruption charges in the 3 cases against him. The other defendants in the 3 cases were also in attendance: Anon Moses, publisher of the Yediot Achronot newspaper, Shaul Elovich, controlling shareholder of the Bezek telecommunications company, and Elovich's wife, Iris Elovich. Netanyahu, who denies wrongdoing, faces charges of fraud and breach of trust in all the cases, as well as bribery in one of them. Minutes before he entered the courtroom, the Prime Minister issued a statement. His opening words were, "What is on trial today is an effort to frustrate the will of the people, the attempt to bring down me and the right-wing camp." He went on to accuse police and prosecutors of conspiring with his political opponents and declared that all his right-wing supporters were on trial along with him. Opposition leader Yair Lapid on Sunday evening decried the speech as a horror show and said it confirmed that a criminal defendant cannot serve as Israel's leader. Muslims celebrated Eid al-Fitr, the end of Ramadan, this past week, while the Jewish majority of the country celebrated Shavuot on Friday. In both cases, public events were significantly limited due to coronavirus regulations. There were 25 new coronavirus cases confirmed over Shabbat. On Shavuot, over 100 new infections were reported. Since schools returned 2 weeks ago, there's been a spike in the number of cases. 121 new cases were from Jerusalem's Gymnasia Rehavia High School. 137 of the recent new infections are at schools. No new fatalities were reported this week, with the death toll remaining at 284. 36 Israelis are in serious condition, 34 of whom are on ventilators. Prime Minister Netanyahu conceded it's too early to say whether it is a trend, but last night he warned of a steep increase in new coronavirus cases. He said that the coming days will be a test to see whether restrictions to contain COVID-19 need to be reimposed. The Prime Minister warned, as long as there is no vaccine, it will return and spread if we aren't meticulous about the rules. He said the government will update the criteria for the purple badge certification for businesses to open and will look to tighten enforcement of social distancing guidelines in public, empowering police and local authorities to enforce the regulations. The government will also clarify its grants program to assist businesses holding onto their employees after confusing messages during the past week. The Health Ministry confirmed last night that only schools where coronavirus cases have been detected will be closed again. However, schools will operate under far stricter rules. Education Minister Yoav Gallant said that in the past, children have been involved in public safety campaigns, and in this case, it's been an oversight not to engage children more directly in educating their families. Outgoing Health Ministry Director General Moshe Bar Simantov yesterday attributed the growing number of cases to an atmosphere of euphoria and complacency among Israelis who were not observing the rules, such as wearing masks, keeping distances from one another, and maintaining hygiene. More than 120,000 Israelis flocked to Tel Aviv's restaurants and bars on Wednesday evening, their first chance to do so since mid-March. Despite the celebratory mood, many restaurants did not reopen amid financial hardships caused by the prolonged closure, and with owners saying the strict hygiene and distancing guidelines would make it difficult to recoup losses. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday said he has set a July date for when Israel will extend its sovereignty to areas of the West Bank and informed his Likud lawmakers he has no intention of changing it. Prime Minister Netanyahu said in an interview on Thursday that Palestinians living under Israeli rule in an annexed Jordan Valley would not receive Israeli citizenship. According to the plan, Palestinian towns and villages in the area, home to between 50,000 and 65,000 Palestinians, will remain Palestinian enclaves under Palestinian rule, but with Israeli security control. Netanyahu dismissed concerns that annexation would prompt strong retaliatory moves by the Palestinians and Arab and European countries. He said he was convinced the 1994 peace treaty with Jordan wouldn't be affected, despite growing threats from Amman to annul or downgrade it. On Friday, Israeli troops fired warning shots towards a shepherd on the edge of the Israeli Sheba farms and arrested three suspects trying to cross the border with Lebanon in an incident that did not appear to be terror-related. There was a further attempt to cross the border yesterday. Lebanon's government agreed on Friday to extend the mandate of UNIFIL, the UN peacekeeping mission in southern Lebanon, along the border with Israel, for another year. Israel is calling for major changes in the way the mission operates, demanding that it have access to all sites and freedom of movement, and that it reports back to the UN Security Council if it is being blocked. Police in Jerusalem's Old City yesterday shot dead a man near the Lion's Gate, the site of previous terror attacks, when they said they thought he was seen to be holding a suspicious object that appeared to be a gun. East Jerusalem resident Iyad Halek, 32, was not armed. He had been on his way to the Special Needs Educational Institute where he studied. His father said, "We tell him every morning to keep his phone in his hand so we can be in contact with him and make sure he safely arrived at the educational institution." MK Ofer Kasif of the predominantly Arab Joint List Party responded to the incident, saying that the man's death was murder by police. He said the incitement from the corridors of the government has done its best, and now every Palestinian is a terrorist until proven otherwise. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah party denounced the shooting as a war crime. Opposition leader Yair Lapid, whose daughter is autistic, said Halak's death was heartbreaking. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.